They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
You've got a hair on your microphone. It's very strange. Can you see it? This is a murder scene.
There are a lot of women that use this studio, so.
Sometimes there are strange things left here. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, actually, I identified my hat. So we all have staff hats and they look the same because it's like a uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, is that my hat or is that one of the other five women on our staff's hat? And I looked inside and one of my really long blonde wig hairs was inside. And I was like, this is mine. I can tell from the acrylic blonde wig hair that's sticking out of it. So that was actually...
You're like a little CSI agent running around.
I know.
I love it.
It was perfect. It's a reason to wear wigs.
Exactly.
Because you can identify your possessions.
Everyone should be really disappointed because Heather, that you can't see Heather, that this is an audio medium, because she's been running around all day with a really big bow on. And by really big bow, I mean it's probably a foot long and probably 8 inches tall.
If you're following us on Instagram, you saw it last week.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's good. So Cliff, just say no. L.
That joke does not get any better. It does not matter how many times you say it. You haven't seen Noelle yet because
No.
You don't have Disney Plus. We keep talking about that. I'm sorry. Do I make you feel bad every time I say, oh, you don't have Disney Plus yet?
Well, you offered me your password.
Today. When we're done recording, you can have it.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
I got excited the last two times.
I'm sorry. We'll make this happen today. Before I leave today, you will have an ability to watch Disney Plus. You can watch it on your phone. Like, what are you doing after this? Nothing.
I always watch stuff on my phone.
Perfect. So Noelle is the first original Christmas movie made by Disney Plus.
Ooh.
It stars Anna Kendrick.
I love Anna Kendrick.
She's really good in this too. She's really good.
By the way, if you're not following Anna Kendrick on Twitter and you tweet, you're a Twitter person, immediately stop what you're, like, pause this and go follow Anna Kendrick.
I don't follow Anna Kendrick, so are you going to stop recording while I go?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
and
now
we're back.
Now I follow Anna Kendrick, so that got that taken care of. Shirley MacLaine is also in this movie. And then a bunch of people I don't know. Do you know who Bill Hader is?
Yes!
Bill Hader's in this movie.
I like Bill Hader. I'm going to look at his face right now. Just
a very interesting taste in
men. He's in It.
I've not seen that
and
yet.
And you know how I love horror.
You do like horror movies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's a comedian, Bill Hader.
All right, so he's funny. And scary. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. So the interesting thing about Noelle, like I said, it's the first movie made by Disney for their service. It's a Christmas movie. So Noelle is Santa's daughter.
Oh.
And.
Oh, I just had a thought about Santa. How did he get this daughter? Like the normal way or did he adopt her?
Well, Mrs. Claus.
Okay, the normal way.
I guess.
Okay.
I'm not sure Mrs. Claus is actually in this movie.
I don't know. For some reason, the thought of like.
Yeah.
Santa spawning.
Ho,
was,
ho, ho.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Weird.
Weird. I agree.
Okay.
Let's not think about that.
No.
Anyway. Her name is Noelle Kringle, which is not a great name. But she has a brother, Bill Hader, and he's Nick Kringle.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's like being Santa is a family business. Like,
yeah.
you don't grow up to be anything but Santa. Like, you have to take over for him, right? But only if you're the guy. Noelle?
So she's like Prince Harry.
Exactly like Prince Harry.
All of the fun, none of the responsibilities.
Exactly.
You get to live in the castle, but you don't have to run the show.
But she's kind of disappointed about it because she's way better at Santa stuff than he is. Like, there's a lot that goes into being Santa. Anyway, Nick doesn't want to be Santa. And so he runs away.
Drama.
And Noelle has to go find him. And she finds him in Arizona, which is like the least Christmassy place in the entire world. Hijinks ensue.
Yes.
Of course they do. There's a very happy ending. And I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil the ending, but I go watch Noelle and then tell us what you think. And then tell me if you think that Noelle is interesting because it does not end like a traditional Christmas movie, how you would think it would.
I have already written fan fiction about Noelle because, as we discussed, my outfits of late, the clothing that I've been wearing.
I've seen her in at least two dresses that have Christmas cats on it. That's a very specific brand of Christmas clothing.
And I have more headbands than you can imagine.
The one that she was wearing yesterday actually had like a big, poinsettia? Which one do you say? Poinsettia?
I say poinsettia, but...
I like poinsettia. It makes them sound like they're super fancy
extra
flowers.
Extra fancy.
I mean, it is this podcast.
Yes. But my fan fiction is already bubbling, emerging from my soul because you know how I love Bill Hader.
Yes.
And you're familiar with the advice, dress for the job that you want.
Yes.
I feel that I have been dressing for the job as Bill Hader, as Nick Kringle's lady.
You could be Mrs. Kringle.
I know.
That's, you know, do you want to like
dress him? Dress for the job, you hashtag here for it.
So do you want to like him just a little bit more in this movie?
Oh my God. I don't know if we should do it when we're on the microphones. I'm already very excited, Cliff.
He runs away from the North Pole, moves to Arizona. I believe it's Arizona. There was no snow there anyway.
Oh my God. Don't tell me there's a dog in this movie.
There is not a dog. There's some very cute reindeer though.
Okay.
He starts his own yoga studio.
Oh my God, Cliff.
See? It's all about peace and stretching and
so there
incense.
There is a dog, downward dog.
Exactly.
What?
It's good. 9 out of 10 elves on shelves.
Yes. And as we previously discussed, we're not giving 10 out of 10s to anything that is not at least 5 years old.
Absolutely. So there have to be rules.
This could potentially be a 10 out of 10 in the future. We will revisit it 2024.
Do you think we'll still be doing?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
No, don't even question it.
No, I absolutely. I thought we would, too. I figured it was you. You're like a big famous radio star. You could go anywhere. I'm going to be stuck in Seattle forever.
You and I are together now.
Okay. I mean, we can always do it remotely, too.
Like if you have a beautiful wife and a beautiful son.
True.
I came into this thinking this is a guy that knows how to commit.
That's actually very true. Very true. My last podcast, my other podcast, I just hit 158 episodes. That's
nice.
150 straight. We missed episode. No, I'm sorry. It's 142 straight. We missed episode 16.
Oh.
We'll be fine. Absolutely fine.
Good. One of the reasons why you're the best is because you keep us organized. You're like the Marie Kondo of blogcasts.
You know what I would not do, though? I would not have you get rid of all your stuff and then start a store for you to buy more stuff. I would never do that.
What? You wouldn't teach me how to fold all of my stuff into little origami swans, maybe?
So true story, right?
Okay.
When I got married, I was not terrific at doing laundry. It was not something I had a lot of experience with.
Not a lot of people are.
I got married very young.
Yes.
It was just not something that I did. Mm-hmm. And so over the last 22 years, my wife has been teaching me how to be better at doing laundry.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. And then this Marie Kondo lady comes out, teaches her how to fold all sorts of new ways. And now I don't know how to fold anything. And she's like, that's not the right way you fold those anymore. I'm like, it took me 23 years to figure out how to fold things this way. You can't change that midstream. I was going to die folding things the way that I learned how to do it 23 years ago. I can't. I'm too old.
It's like new math.
It's like teaching a very old dog new tricks.
It's like teaching a very old dog new math.
Oh, my dog can't do math. Anyway, I'm not her, but yes, I am very organized. That is true.
Speaking of math and new math and tipping, because a lot of the new math has to do with the whole like round it up to 10 and add 3 and that. Yeah. Okay. So I'm really bad at math, so I shouldn't even be referencing anything math related.
I'll be honest,
honestly.
Like, we haven't been doing this podcast for super long, and one thing that I know about Heather, she's not great at math.
No.
It's okay.
Not at all.
You have a phone with you at all times. It always has a calculator on it.
Right.
When your teachers in junior high were like, some days you're just going to be somewhere and you're not going to have a calculator, you're like, wrong.
Well, also, I'm just a very good tipper. Instead of figuring out 18%, I'm like 50%. Like, here
wow.
you go. Do you really
tip 50%?
When I do tip, usually I do. Like, my hairdresser loves
I imagine.
Because we're in Seattle. Hair is expensive in Seattle. Not everything in Seattle is expensive. Nails are shockingly not expensive. They're very reasonable here in Seattle. When I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, for example, they were way more expensive there than they are here. Maybe there's more competition. Hair, though. Hair is much more expensive.
Yeah.
So it is not shocking for a cut and some sort of color, whether it's a root touch-up or some highlights, to be around $200.
Yeah.
So I'm difficult to schedule. I'm a little crazy. You've taken my picture.
A little.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm a little. I own it.
Yeah, that is very true.
So I walk in there prepared to tip 50%.
Wow. So you give them $300
around. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How often do you get your hair cut?
4 times a year.
I guess that's not
sometimes
terrible.
3 if I'm busy.
All right. I mean, I do my own hair because it's not much going on.
Yeah.
I do not tip myself.
No.
I should.
Yes.
I should start a jar, and every time I cut my own hair, I put some money in it, and then I could buy myself something pretty.
Ooh, like an Xbox. Those are pretty.
Yes.
So tipping.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a guide.
So I think we should also say, like, up front, I don't know if I've ever tipped any of these people in this way.
I haven't either, and newspaper delivery person is the first thing on the list. I don't get a newspaper. Do you?
I do.
Okay.
But I do not tip them.
So the average is $10. I don't even know how you'd give that to them, because don't they just ride a bike and throw it at your house?
So first of all, no.
Oh. Like,
okay. I mean, yes, and I mean, the vision that you have of the Mayberry newspaper delivery boy is 12, and
yeah,
he's got a basket of newspapers on the front of his bike, and he's rolling around doing it.
It's a
dude who wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and drives
his Toyota Tercel from 1985
super fast down our neighborhood. And he's driving and has his passenger window down,
yes,
and is throwing them across his car out the window into your driveway as he cruises through your neighborhood at about 35 miles
an hour. So his right bicep is enormous.
Huge. So
okay.
I guess you could tip him. And I guess, like, I buy my newspaper online and I just subscribe. I think there's a way to add a tip onto there, but I do not.
Oh, I was going to say, but, like, what do you do? Like, stand in the road at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Throw it at him?
With your arm out, like, stop!
Uh-huh, no.
Okay.
Mm. Like, I already find my newspaper to be kind of overexpensive, and
yeah,
I only want it so I can get the online version, so.
I was hoping you would say to use as lining in a birdcage.
I actually, like, the reason I continue to subscribe to the newspaper, real story, back to haircutting,
yeah,
is when I shave my head, I put a newspaper over my sink so I can shave into the newspaper.
It's the
only reason I get it still.
Genius.
I guess.
So, newspaper doesn't apply to me. Daycare staff doesn't really apply to me either. $35 to $70 per person that watches your kid. Now, this could get crazy.
Super expensive.
$35 to $70 per person. So if you have a 10-person daycare, that's $700.
So as someone who does not have kids, like, I've never put my kid in daycare, but because I have friends that do, do you have any idea how much daycare costs?
I believe it's about the same as it costs to board a horse, which is $500 a month.
Probably more.
Okay.
Like, I would say here you're probably paying $20,000 to $30,000 a year in daycare.
Okay.
So, like, $700, meh, it's not terrible.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's really expensive. I would say daycare staff, I'm sure that is what they like, but I think probably thoughtful gifts would also be
yeah,
you know, possibility.
The coffee barista, $25. Now, again, I drink coffee a lot, but I don't go to the same place every day. I'm not in a pattern. Mm. I get coffee when I'm out and I'm not near coffee.
Yeah.
I make coffee when I can because I'm reasonable. I'm an adult that knows $5 per coffee is too much money to spend every day.
If you go to the same Starbucks every day, the way their tips work is any tip you give at Starbucks, they take and they divide among the entire staff. So if you are always going to the same Starbucks, even if you don't see the same person, if you give them a big tip, it gets divided among the staff. And I know I had a friend who worked at Starbucks and they loved working on like holidays and Christmas and New Year's because they would often walk out that day with $300 in tips.
Wow.
Because people would come in and tip $50 and they'd get a portion of that. So
okay.
I would say if you go to the same one
yes,
a lot, it's probably worth doing.
Nice. Okay. Well, then that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Hairstylist and manicurist, the cost of one session. I think that's really nice.
How does that work? Is it like you happen to be going to get your nails done at Christmas and then you tip them extra? Or like,
and then you double it,
basically. Are you just going to send them an envelope full of money and say, like, thank you for doing my nails in October?
That's a good question.
If you have like a regular, like, I think it probably depends on your nail thing too. Like, do you have the same nail person every time?
Yes, because I request them.
Because
right now, have we talked about my nails yet?
I don't think so, and they're great. They look really good.
Oh my God, I have 10 different designs on each of my paws. I have a snowman. I have a reindeer, I have a Santa hat, a snowflake, a Christmas tree, a candy cane, a circular candy, lights, a Christmas ball, and a bow.
It's good. They look really good, too.
I mean, yeah.
High quality. I guess if you go to the same person, if you're getting your nails done regularly, you go every 3 weeks or so, so maybe you just plan accordingly.
How do you know that?
Because
Because you have a wife.
I have a wife, okay. And I used to go with her when she had them done.
Yes.
So
yeah,
she had a regular nail person.
Yeah, it's every 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. So perfect. Okay, so I just say that's up to you.
Yeah.
If you love your person and you're not going to be there anytime soon, I would send it to them. And if you're going to see them next time, whatever makes sense.
And I would say if you have the money, if you're getting your nails done, throw them an extra $25. Like, they would love that. Like, everybody would love that.
Here's one that might make sense for me. The dog walker. A week's worth of pay. Now, again, that sounds like a lot to me.
Right?
Like,
$250?
Yeah. I mean,
I guess. I don't know. I've never had a paid a dog walker or dog babysitter, I guess.
Much like me saying, oh my gosh, daycare is so expensive.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't do dog daycare is probably like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm balking at $250 because I feel like I already give them.
I mean, I think the weird thing about this too is that you are presumably tipping your dog walker every week too. Like,
yeah,
if you have a regular dog walker, you're tipping them probably every time they walk your dog.
Well, it's one of those services that, you know, it doesn't really have a standard price.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I like you, so I'm going to pay you what I feel you're worth. There are a couple that are just really weird to me, like teacher, do not spend more than $25. The person that's shaping your child's future and nurturing their mind doesn't get more than a $25 gift, but
your dog walker.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that there's like two problems, right?
Right.
Teachers, you can't give them gift cards theoretically. Like, it's actually.
Why?
Because it's considered payment. When I was president of the PTA, we were not allowed to give teachers gift cards as a gift or as a anything because it was considered like payment, essentially, because they have a monetary value.
I wish you had put on your email signature, Clifford Johnson, president of the PTA.
I had a email signature. It just wasn't my work one.
Oh.
I was mostly a figurehead. Brooke pretty much ran the entire thing.
Yes.
So, as you would assume. But the other side is like, do you really want to? So as a for instance, last week was parent teacher conferences, right? And someone posted on Facebook like, oh my gosh, look at this teacher survival gift that I give to all of my kids' teachers. And it was outlandish. Like, each one probably cost $20 and it was from middle school. So the kid has like 6 teachers. And like, the first thing in my head is I'm like, man, are you bribing that kid's teacher? You know, like, it's a super nice thing to do. But I think, especially from a teacher standpoint, when you get into the realm of extravagance, even if your kid doesn't need that, and even if that's not what you imply by it, it could look that way to outsiders. So,
well, and a teacher's survival guide, I would actually wonder, because my first thought is there a bottle of wine in that?
Absolutely.
And how appropriate is that? I don't know.
I am. So being a PTA president is interesting because you actually get a little insight into that. It happens way more than you would think. Mm. And if there are anyone who likes a drink now and again, it's teachers. They have to deal with your kids all day, 5 days a week. You have to deal with your kids like 3 hours a day and you want to drink. Imagine if you had 30 of those 6 hours a day.
So here is what I think should happen. Next time you're running for PTA, you can be like, here's my platform. Here's what I got.
It's
like,
cute how you think you have to run.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, trust me when I say you are always running unopposed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched that show on HBO with
Reese
Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
What is that show?
Maybe that
Big
happens.
Little Lies.
Yeah.
It is a tight race.
No one wants to be the PTA president.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lot of work with not a lot of payoff.
Here's what I think should happen, though. Do you still, I don't have a child. Do you still like take a note and pin it to your child's jacket and send them home and then?
He's 12, so no.
Oh, no more pinning?
No more pinning.
Well, then I don't know if this makes sense.
Oh, we'll try.
Okay, you send home an envelope and the parents put whatever they want in the envelope, whether it's cash. Mm-hmm. Or a check, or maybe they just write a note so that the kid doesn't have to feel awkward if they don't want or have any money
anonymous
to give.
Giving.
Yes. Yeah. So they put it in the envelope, the kid brings it back, and then all of the money is pooled and split among the teachers.
Yeah.
And that way, there's no favoritism. It's a gift from all the students, and there's not weird, like, bottles of wine.
In a perfect world, I think that would be great. I think teachers absolutely deserve it.
Yeah, just like Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks deserves it. You know, real talk, there are few people in this world that work as hard as baristas at Starbucks. That job is unforgiving and difficult.
And they're so nice.
And they're so nice. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think one thing this list does not address either, if you're eating out, almost any time. Like, I would say if you go out to dinner mm-hmm. within 10 days of Christmas,
yes.
like, that is a hellscape that those servers are working
yes.
in. If you don't already tip 20%, tip 20%, but maybe tip 30%.
Oh, 30%, definitely 30% or more.
Yeah, and if you're going out on Christmas Eve
Day.
Or Christmas Day, like, 50%.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I went out on Thanksgiving, and yeah. you tip 50%.
Yes.
It's just the right thing to do.
It is. Cliff. Mm-hmm. You're going to put the link to this holiday tipping guide.
I will.
In our show notes.
Yeah, our good friend AJ wrote this.
It's not exhaustive.
No, but it's good.
But it is what we have discussed today. What are we talking about next time, Cliff? You made a face like next time. We're not guaranteed a next time, Heather.
We don't know that
we're going to wake up in the morning. We have to like love every day of our lives and be grateful.
Well,
that is what the face on your face said.
I mean, next time could be why we leave cookies out for Santa Claus.
Did you want to say goodbye in the creepy whisper again?